Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Very rarely do I meet men, women that change the world. No, really. The day-to-day, that when you meet them, there's no airs. There's no arrogance. There's no attitude. Just intellect and an intense interest in caring about making a difference. Man. Got to introduce Ted Wilkes, one of those guys. Blows you away. Local guy. Good morning, Ted. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you, Marty? Thanks for having me.
Ted, is it safe to call you? Because we're going to get into this as we progress here and down the road. You know, people see these Indiana Jones type figures in the movies. You're one of those guys. Are you not, sir?
Well, I don't know if you qualify me as that, but
oh my God.
I have. I've been privileged to see a lot.
You have. You've seen everything twice, my brother. This man, right now with his company, is changing the world and saving lives, and it all comes home here, and it's all related to this vaccine right now that folks are getting around the world. And the key part of this discussion that's amazing, it has to be kept at temperature. Tell us about your company, Ted, and tell us what you're doing.
Okay, the company is named Blue Lock US, and we are a US Polish company based in Blonox, PA, and we were approached in the beginning of all this by another Western PA company with John Aldis and Pete Straub, is K Instruments, and K Instruments has long been the gold standard of temperature validation in pharmaceutical business. And we together jointly developed a product that would fit some needs of this distribution of the vaccine locally and globally.
So folks, if you want to see this thing, I did a really cool video interview with Ted, kdkradio.com. Go to the Get Marty page. You'll see this device, but it's what I could describe it safely to say it's about the size of a credit card, right, Ted?
Yeah, like a business card, thin, and it has a long probe, a wire with a probe. That how this device is used, Marty, is they'll put this. These vaccines are being transported in what they call thermal shippers or cardboard boxes with heavy insulation and what they call phase change material, which will keep the vaccines cold. These devices fit on the outside of the box, or we work with the packaging people and they develop a slot in the box that the logger can be, we call them loggers, that are placed in that slot, and then the probe runs down into the vaccine where the vaccine is to monitor the temperature.
Hey, Ted, for those who don't know who have been living in a cave, tell them why it's so important that we know the temperature of vaccine as it's transported, sir.
Well, quickly, let me explain what the cold chain is. Everybody's hearing that word due to this COVID vaccine. Basically, the cold chain is monitoring the temperature of the pharmaceutical or the drug from the time it's made to it's put into somebody's arm. The Moderna and Pfizer have both come up with a product, which is very effective, but it required ultra-low storage temperatures, which is very uncommon in the pharmaceutical industry, which was typically from 2 to 8 degrees Celsius, or like 36 to 46 Fahrenheit. These ultra-cold temperatures required special handling. And the FDA and then other regulatory boards around the world have regulations to monitor temperature of all pharmaceuticals. And if many drugs, either they get too warm or too cold, can become ineffective, and extreme cases can be harmful.
Hey, Ted, let's stop there and kind of, this is going to blow people away. Tell our listeners the percentage of vaccines that are, maybe the proper word is ruined, or that can't be used because the temperature is so dramatic from the time it's shipped to the time it arrives. The percentage, sir. It's astounding.
It's astounding, but we kind of have to step out of the United States and developed countries,
yes, sir,
to qualify that. But half of the vaccines distributed by the World Health Organization and NGOs such as UNICEF and Doctors Without Borders, half of those vaccines last year, pre-COVID, were lost to temperature excursions.
Ted, half. Now, again, he makes a valid point. This is Ted with Blue Log, Ted Wilkes. He makes a significant point. We don't have those numbers in America because we have technology, because we have connectivity, because we have infrastructure. But we're talking about keeping folks around the world alive. And Ted, to try and wrap our arms around this notion that half of them are useless, it's shocking, isn't it, when you tell folks that number?
It is. $35 billion.
Man.
On a global. But if you consider the people they need to reach in these remote regions, it's a logistical nightmare. So what we've developed here will work in all those conditions. I would say that's probably the proudest achievement that we have. No matter how remote it is, we're still able to monitor that temperature.
That's amazing, man. And did you tell me that you don't need cell phone coverage to do that?
No. You read these, an interesting technology, we read these with NFC, which is near field communication. We're all familiar with that with Apple Pay. You just tap, and many other things, tap with your phone. At that time, you tap when the box arrives, wherever the destination is, it's tapped with the phone or a tablet, and immediately you can see the temperature history of that shipment. And simultaneously, it goes through the phone, the location and the temperature record is sent immediately to the cloud, which anyone involved in the shipment of that box immediately will see that information.
Hey, Ted, are you able to wrap your arms around the impact? Do you ever sit there and think of the impact your technology is having right now around the world, sir?
Well, I certainly.
Yeah.
I would like to think of it. It's taken a team to do this and a team of dedicated people that see the value that this adds. It's really what is very fulfilling is this is a very economical approach. It's a fraction of the technology that's currently being used to monitor the vaccines in the United States, which opens up the other 70% of the world's population. Example, UNICEF vaccinated half of the world's children last year, pre-COVID.
Right.
So, yes, certainly. That's a wonderful thing.
To think that
if some child can get this, it's phenomenal.
Pittsburgher. Hold on, my man. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Thanks, Ted.
Okay.
You got it. Can you imagine that this technology developed here and it's 10 times cheaper than what exists now? It tells you whether or not it's safe to use that vaccine. And you can read it in the middle of a jungle in the rainforest in Brazil. It's amazing. Ted Wilkes, local guy, has this technology. It looks like a credit card. If you want to see it, go to the Get Marty page at kdkradio.com. You'll see this video interview I did with Ted. It's very cool stuff. And it's inserted into the side of a box that transports these vaccines. And so imagine it's a cardboard box and it has what are called a phase changer materials, gel packs, dry ice. The probe goes in there, and at any time and any place can tell anyone that wants to know, it has this technology, can read it, the temperature in the box. And if the temperature varies too much, it destroys the vaccine. And as Ted suggested, when you're trying to get these vaccines in the third world countries, about half are destroyed. Ted Wilkes, local guy, you could develop this technology anywhere. You can move your company anywhere. Why do you choose Pittsburgh, sir?
Marty, that's a good question, because I love Pittsburgh, first of all. Right. And an interesting point here is, in the years past, in traveling out and about, when people would ask me where I was from, and I'd say Pittsburgh, you'd get a, you know.
Right.
And now, with technology, when you're talking, if you're in Silicon Valley and they say, where are you from? Pittsburgh. And they're like, oh, cool. Big transformation in a short amount of time for Pittsburgh. So, yeah, the technology's here. The people are here. The humanitarian efforts are here. It's the perfect place for us.
You know what, though, Ted? We talked about this, and it's a bit frustrating. You see all these big tech firms moving from Silicon Valley to Austin. And one of my good friends, Jay Katerincik, who you know as well, with Draper Triangle, says, why can't we get them here? There is a gap still, is there not? And how do we close that gap in attracting both money and tech jobs to Pittsburgh, sir?
Well, I think it's begun. And, you know, we're certainly faced with challenges for why do they move to Austin?
That's
because
right.
There's no state tax.
That's right.
So that's certainly a big issue. So we need to attract. We have the educational system here. The talent is incredible. The pool. It's like the farm club for tech.
It's amazing.
Coming out of Carnegie Mellon
and
Pitt. We need to keep those people here, and we need to do whatever we can to incentivize the tech companies to come here. It's affordable. Everything's here that they need, and there's no reason we can't do it.
Ted, your technology, when you were developing it, and you made it about $100 per shipment versus your competitors that are $700 to $800, did you know the impact it would have? And when did it hit you during COVID that they would have such a substantial impact, sir?
Well, and to step back a little,
yeah.
Knowing that the ultra low temperatures were going to be required, it requires a special instrument, which we developed.
Nice.
There was very little that on the market that could, at any price, monitor something at a -70 or -100 degrees below zero. So we knew that needed done. But then we knew the limitations of communicating the communication protocol, it is known, of these other devices to be able to work effectively in very remote regions, which is a vast majority of the world.
Sure.
So we built this thing around that in mind.
That is amazing, man. It's a hell of a story. Folks, we're just beginning this journey. I'm going to have him back because it's going to blow your mind where he's been, where he's lived. And forget him. He's important, but wait till you hear about his son. And we're going to produce some video stories. And my wife's going to do some TV stories because this guy is amazing. And their story and where his son has lived is amazing. My man, it's a pleasure to call you friend. And I'm astounded by this device and the lives you are saving today. Thank you, my man.
You bet. Thank you.
It's good stuff, man. It's fantastic. And it's happening right here in Duburg.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.